It's 10 trivia questions on quotes from the hit Quentin Tarantino movie Pulp Fiction, as picked by Patreon subscriber Brenda Martinez. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. I am a trivia host in Southern California, and I do get around the country from time to time to host live trivia for pop culture fans. And you can listen to this podcast every single day when I get to it. This is another day in the same week where I did not get to post an episode yesterday. So two episodes will be going up today. I am so sorry, but just crazy, crazy stuff. My daughter starts school next week, so we're trying to do a bunch of fun stuff with her before she starts pre-kindergarten. And yesterday just got away from me. So here we go with two episodes. Today's episode is about Pulp Fiction quotes, as picked by Brenda Martinez, who's one of our Patreon subscribers. You can go over to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 a month to be eligible to pick a topic just like Brenda did. Now, you could pick anything. You don't have to pick Pulp Fiction quotes, but you could pick maybe, what do we want to do? Maybe something else like Hateful Eight quotes. Maybe you have another Quentin Tarantino movie where you're like, hey, where's the quotes for that movie? You could do that. You could pick something totally different. You could be like, I want a round on presidents. We could do that. Done it before, but I'll do it again. Anything you want to do, just think it up and put it in our Patreon subscriber spreadsheet once you're on that $5 tier. Patreon.com/triviawithbuds. I've been posting a lot of random questions, a lot of trivia questions from just years past. I would screenshot a slide on my phone and post it on social media. I've been doing like three or four a day. So here's a couple examples of those. If you want some more trivia in your social media life, you can find me on Facebook at Trivia with Buds or facebook.com/triviawithbuds. I also post these on Instagram stories and Twitter quite a bit. And on Twitter, I'll do the little survey poll option. So sometimes it's like a multiple choice thing and you could see how many people got it right and wrong and how many people voted on it. And it's pretty fun. But here's a couple examples of random questions if you like stuff like this. Here's the first one. This was from a round on shoes that I did a couple years ago. And the question was, the comic strip Shoe ran from 1977 to 2000 and featured a group of newspapermen who were all what type of animal? What type of animal for the comic strip Shoe? And the answer was birds. They were all birds. And my friend Tracy Matthews Holbert got that question right in the comments. So if you like stuff like that, go over to the Facebook page or follow me on pretty much any social media. Here's another one. This was from Super Mario Brothers related trivia. Number five, who plays Luigi in the Mario Brothers movie from 1993? A guy named Tom put Gilbert Godfrey. That was not correct. He was playing Iago in the Aladdin movies around then. It was actually John Leguizamo, who Brandon Craig commented with. He said, I know the spelling's wrong, but he was close enough. So nice job, Brandon Craig. And one final one of these board games. Number seven, what space would you find in the four corners of a Scrabble board? What space would you find in the four corners of a Scrabble board? Well, I've asked this question before about the middle of the Scrabble board. What icon is in the pink center square? And that is a star. But on the corners, you would find a triple word score space. Usually it's bright red or like a pinkish red. And if you make a word on that, you get triple your score as long as it includes that square. And that was commented correct by Danny Richter. So if you guys listen to the podcast, well done, Danny Richter. And let's see, Brandon Craig and Tracy Matthews Holbert. Great job. And if you want to interact with questions like that, you can always follow me on all social media at Ryan Buds or at Trivia with Buds. I'm just about everything. And I got some questions and comments and concerns from some recent listeners. I wanted to share those. Alex Thompson, who is a family man that lives, I think, on the East Coast, he just came out to visit the West Coast with his family, and he sent me this message. Ryan, after you award the prize for the daily question at the end of the show, can you give us the answer on the next show? You could shout out to the winner. Loving the show and really enjoyed our trip to LA area last week. That is a great comment, Alex, and I will start doing that. That makes total sense. I should give you the answer to the question of the day on the next day's episode and shout out to the winner. Now, just a forewarning, I don't always get people that send the question of the day answer every single day. Sometimes I get like three or four or 10. Sometimes I get none. Sometimes I just get one. So there are some days where I don't actually have a winner. But if you want to start participating in that more, if you want to be eligible for a prize, all you have to do is send me the answer to the question of the day on any kind of social media at RyanBuds or RyanBuds@gmail.com. But that is a great idea, Alex, and I will start incorporating that starting on today's episode. So look for the answer to yesterday's question of the day question on today's episode, if that makes sense. And there was another comment I wanted to share from Kayla Elliott, who commented on my Trivia with Buds Facebook page. I had posted an episode, it says another half batch of trivia bingo questions. Posted this on July 28th, so a couple days ago. This was like a 25 episode quiz where I do trivia bingo at my live events and ask kind of rapid fire trivia questions and they mark them off. And on this particular episode, Kayla said, "I love the rapid fire on the podcast, but really hard to play along. When we hear all the bingo players on your recording, shout out the answers." So I responded, "Kayla noted, we'll try to make sure there's not as much on future bingo episodes." She said, "That being said, we only missed one." So Kayla still got 24 out of 25 on that episode. And I do apologize for posting an episode where people yelled out answers. To be honest, when I'm trying to put on an episode every single day, sometimes I listen to it. Sometimes I try and remember. I'm like, how did this one go? And I'm like, it was probably fine. And I just post it. So that's just me being honest with you. But I will try and filter the recordings where I only post recordings where people are not yelling out answers. People are obviously always a lot better at trivia nights about it. Some of these bingo events are on like a Sunday where people are just hammered and it might be a smaller crowd and they're just like, "John Leguizamo," and stuff like that. So, but thank you for the comment, Kayla, and thanks for playing along anyway with that episode that was difficult to play along with. All right, guys, that's a lot of stuff in the intro, but I wanted to address some fun stuff and comments and concerns from you guys, and thank you so much for interacting with the show and listening to it and telling a friend about it. We're going to jump into 10 quotes from Pulp Fiction. I'm going to read you the quote, and you just have to tell me what actor or actress uttered those lines. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Pulp Fiction quotes. Question number one. I'll give you the quote. You tell me who said it in terms of actor or actress. Here's number one. "Aw, man, I shot Marvin in the face." Question number one. "Aw, man, I shot Marvin in the face." Who said that quote? From Pulp Fiction. Question number two. "The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright." Number two, "The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright." Question number three, "Does he look like a bitch?" Number three, "Does he look like a bitch?" Question number four, "Pretty please with sugar on top, clean the effing car." Number four, "Pretty please with sugar on top, clean the effing car." Question number five, "So you mean I got to stab her in the heart three times?" Number five, "So you mean I got to stab her in the heart three times?" Question number six, "I'm going to get medieval on your ass." Number six, "I'm going to get medieval on your ass." Question seven, "Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead." Number seven. Question number eight, "You don't have to tell me how good my coffee is, okay? I'm the one who buys it." Number eight, "You don't have to tell me how good my coffee is. I'm the one who buys it." Question number nine, "I love you, honey bunny." Number nine, "I love you, honey bunny." And question number 10. "Three tomatoes are walking down the street." Number 10, "Three tomatoes are walking down the street." All right, everybody, those are your quotes from Pulp Fiction, a hit movie from the mid-90s that my parents walked out of during the opening scene. And if you want to play along, you have written down all the actors or actresses who said those quotes. And thank you, Brenda Martinez, for this great idea for a round. We'll be right back with those 10 answers in just a second. We are back with the answers to Pulp Fiction quotes. Number one, oh man, I shot Marvin in the face. That was John Travolta's character of Vincent Vega. Number one, oh man, I shot Marvin in the face, John Travolta. Number two, the way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright. That is the long, is that a monologue? He's talking to someone. So it's just a long set of lines, I guess. Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken in that flashback scene. Number three, does he look like a bitch? That is Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson, who swears a lot in this movie and has some of the best lines of all time. And I purposely did not include the overquoted Bible passage from his character in this movie. So, Brenda, if you were looking for that, I just thought it'd be too obvious. Sorry. Number four, pretty pleased with Sugar on Top, clean the effing car. That's Harvey Keitel. Harvey Keitel says that as the wolf, and he doesn't say effing, guys. He actually says the F word. But I am conscious of people listening to this with their kids sometimes. Although, if you're listening to a Pulp Fiction's quotes episode of the show with your kids in the backseat, come on. You're probably not doing that, right? Number five. So you mean I got to stab her in the heart three times? There's a nice... That one doesn't have swearing in it, but it's about stabbing someone in the heart. So I guess you're still on the hook. John Travolta says that about giving Uma Thurman's character of Mia Wallace the shot of adrenaline. Is it an adrenaline shot? Number six, I'm going to get medieval on your ass. That's Ving Rhames in the pawn shop scene, which was... pretty brutal, but also very memorable. And I'm so glad my parents walked out on the opening scene. They never would have made it to this scene. They would have been scarred for life. Number seven, Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. That was Bruce Willis, the boxer in this movie. Number eight, you don't have to tell me how good my coffee is. Okay, I'm the one who buys it. Tarantino, giving himself some weird dialogue, as always in his movies. Number eight. Number nine, I love you, honey bunny. That would be Tim Roth. You also could have put Sam Jackson for this one because he's telling them what to say. So I think Sam Jackson says that line too, but was mostly looking for Tim Roth to say that in the diner scene with the robbery. And number 10, three tomatoes are walking down the street, and that would be Uma Thurman as Mia Wallace, the punchline to that joke being something about ketchup, I think. And there it was, a great pick by Brenda Martinez. If you want to pick your own topic like she did, it's super easy. Just go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, sign up for the $5 or more tier, and you'll get to do that. And there's a lot of cool stuff, guys. I just updated all the rewards. You can find out all the fun stuff you can get for $1 to $50 a month over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And we'll be sending out that stuff by the end of this week. So get ready for some new rewards. DVD Club, where you watch a movie and answer questions on it. I send everybody a random movie, like homework. A bonus video episode monthly that only people at the $12 tier can watch. And our pin club. At $7, I'll send you a very cool pin you could put on your visor, your purse, your jean jacket, like we're best friends. Okay? Go check it all out. Trivia team name of the dame, trivia team name of the dame is Rango Unchained, which is a Johnny Depp lizard movie mixed with a Jamie Foxx revenge movie. Someone write that script. Rango Unchained. And the question of the day is about Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino had a hand in writing what film that was released on September 10th, 1993? Send your answer to @RyanBuds on Twitter or RyanBuds@gmail.com, and you will be eligible for a prize. And to piggyback off of Alex's suggestion in the intro of this episode, here's the answer to yesterday's question of the day, which was, in what decade did Cinderella come out? And the answer was the 1950s. 1950, to be exact, is when Cinderella from Disney came out. No one sent me that answer, so no prize for that one. Thanks so much for listening to this show, guys. Thanks for telling a friend about the podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.